Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen carefully. Choose the correct answer for questions 12 to 14 and write its number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
Hooray! My brother Stephen and I shouted excitedly when Mother announced that she had plans to take us to Sentosa during the school holidays. The holidays finally arrived. We boarded the shuttle bus that would take us to the island of Sentosa that Saturday morning. When we arrived at Sentosa, we made several stops to visit the various places of interest, such as the Maritime Museum, Fort Siloso, and the Underwater World. The bus ride was fun, and the stopovers were so interesting that we wanted to stay longer in each place. But Mother said we had to hurry because she didn't want us to reach the beach at night. Fortunately, we could have our lunch at the beach in the afternoon, since we did not prolong our visits at the places of interest. The beach was crowded with swimmers and picnickers. The sea looked so clear and inviting that we wished we could wade and swim in the water. However, in our haste to leave the house, we had forgotten to bring our swimming costumes. Still, we enjoyed walking along the beach, with the breeze caressing our faces. When it was time to go home, we felt a little sad.
Question 12. Why were the children excited? Question 13. When did the children arrive at the beach? Question 14. Why didn't the children wade and swim in the water? Listen to the text again.
Hooray! My brother Stephen and I shouted excitedly when Mother announced that she had plans to take us to Sentosa during the school holidays. The holidays finally arrived. We boarded the shuttle bus that would take us to the island of Sentosa that Saturday morning. When we arrived at Sentosa, we made several stops to visit the various places of interest, such as the Maritime Museum, Fort Siloso, and the Underwater World. The bus ride was fun, and the stopovers were so interesting that we wanted to stay longer in each place. But Mother said we had to hurry because she didn't want us to reach the beach at night. Fortunately, we could have our lunch at the beach in the afternoon, since we did not prolong our visits at the places of interest. The beach was crowded with swimmers and picnickers. The sea looked so clear and inviting that we wished we could wade and swim in the water. However, in our haste to leave the house, we had forgotten to bring our swimming costumes. Still, we enjoyed walking along the beach, with the breeze caressing our faces. When it was time to go home, we felt a little sad.
You have come to the end of this listening test.